Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Denise Jackson is a friendship coast, Danielle. I don't know why I said Denise. That is a name on my mind today. Danielle, what exactly does a friendship coach do?
Yes, I get that question all the time. People kind of look at me with raised eyebrows and suspicion, like, is that a real job? But what I do is I can help people through any phase of their adult friendship. So whether it's how to position themselves to invite new friendships, especially if people move with work from home becoming more popular, I can help them to prepare to have hard conversations with a friend, or how to exit and release a friendship gracefully. So any stage of adult friendship, I can offer support.
I have friends that I've been friends with since I was 14, and boy, have our lives changed. And sometimes it is difficult. I was reading this this insider survey that they did of over 2,100 Americans ages 18 and older, and they said money comes in dead last on the list of topics that people tend to discuss with their friends. They talk about health, sex, relationships, politics, current events, pop culture, but they do not talk about money. That seems to be a point of contention in friendships, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, I think it's for a lot of reasons. My speculation is that perhaps it's because there's still a lot of shame around what you make and what you can afford and what you cannot afford. And it operates, though, very in such a large way in our friendships, even though we don't discuss it, because a lot of us spending time together are doing that on social backdrops, a lot of times which require money, whether we're going to brunch or taking flights. But if we're coming together to do some kind of activity, typically requires money, and our access to certain funds determines whether or not we can spend time together.
I have been this friend, and I have friends like this where there are moments where you just don't have money, but you want to get together with friends, and you're like, okay, I'll go to dinner, but I'm not going to have a cocktail. I'll just order water. I'll order something cheap off the menu. And then the bill comes and everyone goes, let's just split it equally. And you're like, wait, I was only in for $42, not $92. How do you manage that?
Yeah, that's so tricky, and I think something that we're all kind of like anticipating with dread. You know, a couple of things. One, you can front load that conversation so that you don't have to guess by the end of the bill what you're going to do. And that requires some courage. It requires you to be confident with yourself and your situation and to feel shame-free. But to maybe tell the friends up front, you know, hey, I'm going to let you guys ball out and do your thing, but I'm just getting salad today. You know, I know for some people it makes them cringe, but at least you don't have to spend dinner wondering if that awkward moment is going to happen. You can also dismiss yourself to go to the restroom at some point and take the waiter aside and say, hey, I'd like to go ahead and cash out now if you don't mind, and take care of it privately. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different ways to kind of handle it in a more subtle way that doesn't draw attention. Or if you don't mind speaking directly, at the end you can say, well, you know what, you guys go ahead and do your thing, but I'm just going to cover mine for now. And you don't owe an explanation. You don't have to apologize. You don't have to justify. And hopefully if you're with the right quote-unquote friends, they don't mind at all.
Right. Danielle Jackson is a friendship coach. A lot of time, and we have someone getting married on the show, these destination bachelorette parties, bachelor parties, you know, they want to go to the islands, they want to have a poker game in Vegas. You're talking about, you know, a grand, $1,500. And if you're in the wedding, you obviously feel compelled to participate, but sometimes it's just you can't financially do it. How do you manage that?
$1 for every time somebody came to me with a question about, you know, weddings and how much they cost and how it's kind of getting in the way of their friendship, I'd be calling in today from Bora Bora, okay? So it's very much a common thing. I often like to say to highlight what you can do instead of what you can't. So if you have a friend saying, oh, we're all going to the Bahamas or we're going to do whatever and have this big fancy occasion, to say, oh, gosh, I wish I could make it, but I won't be able to make it this go around. But I am going to send you some kind of treat, or I am going to send you a nice gift, or I am going to treat you guys to a massage once you get there for your honeymoon. So let me highlight the things that I can offer you, so it comes from a place of kind of affirmation as opposed to emphasizing what I can't do. And again, all of this goes back to, if you're with the right people, They don't mind. They won't hold it against you. They won't penalize you. And I'm going to say, I think a lot of us have some conflict because we're trying to manage these relationships with people who maybe aren't truly, truly friends. They're more activity buddies. And we're scared of what might be revealed when we do articulate these things and put up boundaries.
Interesting. Danielle Jackson is a friendship coach because you want to maintain those friendships. And we're talking about how not to be a bad friend in a rich, poor relationship. And sometimes, you know, if you're that person that has no kids and you and your husband have made an enormous amount of money and you just want to spring for your friends, like, hey, I'll pick up the tab for you to come to Mexico with us. Sometimes that puts the person that wants to accept in a bad position because it can make them feel bad, even though you're offering to pay for it, right?
Yeah, you know, it's always tricky because we're wondering, okay, is this coming with strings attached? Does my friend pity me? Is that what they think of me? And it comes with all these other things. If you're the friend who's like, hey, you know, it's important to me that my friends be able to come, and so I want to remove that barrier for them, then to be as assuring as you can to say, hey, no strings attached. It's important to me that you're there. Please let me do this for you. Like, it would help me to do this for you because I want you there. So drawing it back to how much you're doing this for yourself sometimes can take away any kind of embarrassment they might feel. And then you have to honor that once you get there. If you bring it up later, it's going to it's not going to go well, and it might kind of interfere with this person's trust in you moving forward as a friend if for whatever reason you remind them of the favor that you did last year of springing the, you know, for their ticket. So as long as you can uphold that moving forward, it should be totally fine.
And should we be money transparent with our closest friends?
You know, I don't know. Some people feel comfortable talking right down to the dollars and cents in their account, and that's good for them. But for others of us, I think to be able to say what you can and can't do and to first honor the boundaries within yourself. So if you know you can't afford to go to a brunch, don't say yes just because you have FOMO, just because you don't want people to be mad, just because you don't want to strain the relationship. If you really can't afford to go, it's okay to say, oh, I'm going to sit this one out. But hey, next week, why don't you come by and let's have a drink and watch the latest Netflix show? And so that way it's kind of affirming and uplifting without feeling shame about what you do and don't have.
And as a friendship coach, I've got to imagine the people that hire you are the people with money, right?
Well, I'm not mad at that. People find a way to invest in this if that's the support they need. But, you know, I do have money come up a lot of times in sessions, and we work through it. And I think it helps them to approach their friendships in a bolder, more authentic way and enjoy more of the satisfying friendships that they desire.
And Danielle, do you have a website?
I do everything. You know, I work with mostly women, but anyone's welcome. And all of that information is housed at betterfemalefriendships.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you for having me. This is a great discussion.
It really is. And it is interesting that she focuses on women because that's usually who has a problem with the checks when they come at the restaurant. Guys seem to somehow just work that out.
Oh, man, I can relate to this so much.
I know. Isn't it just something you're like, especially when the bill comes at the restaurant.
So uncomfortable.
I know.
The worst.
We're going to talk to a royal expert next. I would like to know who gets the Queen's $500 million. I mean, is that split equally among her kids? Well, that and a few other questions, but first to check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.